We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, December 13th. Boeing is going to pay a major airline a multi-million dollar settlement over the 737 MAX.
Southwest Airlines says it has reached a settlement with Boeing over the grounding of its 737 MAX fleet and will share the money with its employees. The settlement is for approximately $125 million. Southwest's MAX planes are not flying, and its schedule had to be adjusted. Southwest has canceled tens of thousands of flights since the two fatal MAX crashes. Also, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association is suing Boeing, saying the MAX grounding caused pilots to lose $100 million in wages. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Representative Ron Estes, Republican from Kansas, says he's not thrilled with the current impeachment process in the U.S. House of Representatives.
We still need to run the country, and instead of trying to fabricate whether it was Russian collusion or election fraud or the Mueller report or quid pro quo or bribery, or now they've settled on some term called abuse of power, which there's really not a criminal definition of abuse of power. So it's really sad that they've kind of degenerated into this.
Congressman Estes was a guest Thursday with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
42-year-old Tyrone Thompson was arrested in Wichita for a pair of recent crimes. On Wednesday afternoon, officers were called to the report of a strong-arm robbery at the Quick Trip at Harry and Seneca.
When officers arrived, they contacted a 31-year-old male employee who reported that Thompson entered the store, went behind the register, opened the register, and took cash. Thompson also battered the employee in this process.
Officer Charlie Davidson says police located the suspect's car close by. He was apprehended along McLean Boulevard, south of Harry. The suspect booked into jail on charges of robbery and a prior case of domestic violence battery.
The homeless population has decreased around the country overall over the past decade, but it's ticked up lately in specific areas, like California.
On Skid Row Wednesday morning, one woman was wheeled into an ambulance after an overdose. Another was arrested after throwing items at officers and then running into oncoming traffic. LAPD Sergeant Robin Briggs walks Skid Row every day.
Traumatic events that cause onset of mental illness that then causes they can't afford the care or there isn't care available, and then it stems into drug abuse, and then it stems into losing jobs.
But Briggs says she's seeing homelessness increase around LA among people who aren't mentally ill or using drugs.
I looked at cost of living in California. It's huge. Gas is probably one of the most expensive places in California.
The LA Homeless Services Authority says in 2018, 23% of those counted were homeless for the first time. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Eight puppies were abandoned at 29th and Rock Road. According to the Kansas Humane Society, the puppies were found in a plastic tub which had been thrown into a dumpster. The Humane Society said the person who found them pulled them out and took them to the Wichita Animal Shelter, and then the shelter took them over to the Kansas Humane Society to be placed in emergency foster care. Wichita Police Lieutenant Brian Sigmund says whoever is responsible for dumping the puppies could face criminal charges.
It could be a deal where it's an unwanted pregnancy of their dog, and the puppies, you know, are born and they can't take care of them. It's very easy for us to prove neglect on that person. You may have some other criminal charges that we can place on them.
Puppies are about a month old, still in foster care. The Humane Society said it will be a month before they are ready to adopt. Shelter said they are not placing any holds yet on the puppies.
Kansas 1st District Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall spoke this week on the news to come out of Washington. He was pleased with the deal that is done on the United States, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement and sees this as a permanent boost to the economy.
I'm going to celebrate the moment. This is huge for Kansas. It's going to mean thousands of jobs, hundreds of millions of dollars of increased exports, the GDP of America. will go up 0.5% based upon this agreement, and it's going to stay there. So this will add 0.5% to next year's economy, and the year after, and the year after, and the year after.
Marshall expects a vote on the USMCA next week.
A porch pirate strikes in California, and we have a witness, but don't expect any prosecution.
Tis the season when porch pirates run rampant, trying to snatch up your ordered online holiday gifts delivered to your doorstep before you can get to them. But in Los Angeles, it was a different kind of thief stealing the package. A security camera capturing video of a squirrel that grabbed the parcel and scurried away with its ill-gotten goods. Luckily, there was a witness who tracked the rodent robber, grabbed the package, and returned it to its rightful recipient. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The internet is having a field day with what folks are calling a sad birthday surprise. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has the details.
A woman named Yasmin taking to Twitter to share a photo of a lone piece of banana with a candle stuck in it, captioning, "I went out for my birthday and I'm vegan, so they gave me a single slice of banana instead of cake." Thousands finding the not-so-sweet dessert hilarious, sharing similar stories. One tweets, "One time I went out for my birthday and they gave me a cup of ice with a cherry on top." Another posts, "I too am vegan," explaining a coworker once brought in cookies for colleagues, but brought them a celery stick. To the restaurant's credit, reportedly the melting pot, servers did write happy birthday in chocolate, which is vegan. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast, and we have things to look at for the weekend coming up with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're keeping an eye on a storm system that's going to be moving into the Central Plains on Sunday. That will likely bring us a chance of freezing rain and snow, but it appears the higher snow totals are going to be to the north of us. Partly cloudy with some sunshine this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight's low 30, sunny and 40 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 91% humidity. It's partly cloudy and 33 degrees. Your weather forecast as we head into the weekend. It's 6:37 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Traffic came to a citrusy standstill when nearly 1,000 grapefruits spilled onto the Florida Turnpike.
Oof.
Grapefruit juice.
What a mess.
Citrus truck traveling through Orange County, appropriately enough, when the crates inside the vehicle broke. The grapefruits then blocked a section of the turnpike. Truck pulled over, the remaining fruit secured. Then crews had to use push brooms to try to round up the rolling fruits. Traffic was stopped completely as the state workers tried to clear even a single lane. And then it took another 3 hours to clear the rest of the roadway and get traffic back to normal. That must have been
quite a sight. A complete mess.
Yes. 1,000 grapefruits.
Well, I mean, they're hard enough to handle on their own.
Yeah, even if you have two of them, you're kind of...
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Your hands are full and you can't... you're dropping stuff. Yeah.
No wonder it took 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a huge grapefruit fan.
Is that right?
Love grapefruit.
Didn't know that.
And, you know, I've been to there's a place in Bradenton, Florida. They have a nursery there and a citrus farm.
Okay.
And they, you know, they genetically grow all this great stuff. They have lemons there like the size of cantaloupes.
Is that they're, right?
Yeah, just massive.
Wow.
It tastes very good, but they're fun to look at. Like, what is that? Oh, that's a lemon. It's the size of a volleyball.
That's crazy.
I love that place. It is 6:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And... we won't get a citrus update, I don't think, but we will get a commodities update from Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Well, Thursday, the cattle complex experienced mostly negative trading, but did trade at times two-sided. The close found the live cattle mostly negative and the feeders on the mixed side. The cattle likely felt some selling pressure due to the strength we saw yesterday in the grain and soybean futures. Cash cattle trade in Kansas on over 10,000 head yesterday, an average price of $118.85. Lean hogs continue to be range-bound, but were able to trade and close positive yesterday. On the close, Feb cattle were 22 cents lower at $125.10. Jan feeders down 22 cents also at $142.55. And Feb hogs 92 cents higher at $68.65. The only fresh news Thursday was a sale of over 1.7 million metric tons of U.S. corn, with most of it going to Mexico. Buying was mainly technical and fund short covering yesterday, and after the markets closed yesterday, it was reported that the China and U.S. have a trade deal in principle. Now, there are plenty of rumors going on overnight and this morning about the details of that deal, so there's still a lot to be known about that, but even that rumor yesterday allowed the Dow Jones to make a new all-time record high at 28,225. At the moment, March KC wheat's 5.25 cents higher at 448. March corn up 4.75 at 382.5. January soybeans 12.5 cents higher at 910.75. January crude oil trading 58 cents higher at 59.76. February gold $2.80 higher at 1475.20. December S&P up 11 points at 3179. December dollar index 56 cents lower at 96.40. In December, Dow Jones futures 116 points higher at 28,244. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, before we were talking about those grapefruits in Florida. I think I know the answer to this question, but if anyone would know, you would. Is there any citrus product that is grown in Kansas at all?
Boy, I don't think there is.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay. I just wondered, you know, sometimes there's something weird going on, and I figured maybe you would know about it, but I think the correct answer is no. No citrus here.
As far as I know, that is the correct answer.
Okay.
Now, we might have some things grown in greenhouses somewhere that I'm unaware of, too, and that's a good possibility.
Yeah, I guess I didn't want to delve too much into this, but yeah, that's interesting. I just wondered there might be some outlier there somewhere. But you know, we have so many varied. I mean, we do cotton and we do pecans, and sometimes we do things that you think of as a southern crop, perhaps, and or a warmer weather crop, and we still have some of that going on in Kansas.
Exactly, and something else we have a lot of people don't realize, and it's not that far south of Wichita, is raising shrimp.
Oh yeah, that place in over near Oxford.
Yes.
They do shrimp, which is,
yes,
you know.
So that's something you wouldn't think of in Kansas either.
Who wants that fresh-grown Kansas shrimp straight from the bayou over by Oxford? Right. Well, that's good. Hey, Tom, you have a big weekend planned?
I think so.
Oh, my.
It sounds like it might end with snow.
Yeah, we're really looking at that. I guess moisture-wise, we do need moisture, don't we?
Right, but snow does not really bring us a whole lot of moisture.
Yeah,
it's more of an aggravation.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens on Sunday, but we'll get after it, and I'll let you get to your weekend, and then we'll talk to you again on Monday. Sound good?
Thank you, Ted.
We got it. That's the Commodities Update. Good stuff with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The money tracker, Don Grant, will be stopping by shortly. Don't miss it right here, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.